Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to present to you Empowered to Succeed with Eileen Solomon. Be inspired to keep moving forward, even when facing barriers. Learn tools that will encourage self-reflection. Eileen will help you to discover the power of redirection. By reflecting, adapting, and moving forward, you can be empowered to succeed.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another show of Empowered to Succeed with Eileen and Terry. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Eileen?
I'm doing good. You have a good week?
I had a great week. It seems like weeks go by really quickly. In fact, I can't even remember last week. Were we around last week? Oh, wait, we were getting into the, was it Thanksgiving or maybe that was the week before? Time just flies. It's just going by really fast. I can't even remember.
Can you believe it's at the end of the year?
I know. It's hard to believe. What, 20-some more days? 20 days? 21 days until Christmas? Holiday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a big day.
I don't know. It just goes by real fast, and we say it every year. Oh, we have plenty of time. There's our time factor that we've been talking about all along. What happens with time? Time is gone. Time is here. Today matters. Yes.
Time waits for no one.
Today
we're going to continue with the thought of the law of intentionality, and last week we talked about the growth gap trap. I know I ended with the inspiration gap. And I was talking about, you know, motivation comes and goes. So we got to do it even when we're not motivated. When it comes to our personal growth, we have to be intentional to just do it. Because it's in the doing that brings the motivation. And this is really true. You ever not want to do something when you're thinking about it? Like, I really don't want to do this. And then once you get into it, you're like, oh, my God, this is fun. It wasn't as bad as you thought.
Right. But it can be worse. I don't really feel like decorating and getting into the Christmas spirit. But once you start doing it, you start getting into it.
That's true.
I know this isn't anything about personal growth, but it's about, you know, what our jobs or what we're supposed to be doing at this time of year. It's like that Hallmark thing. That you have to do this, this, and this. But there are things that you enjoy doing once it's done.
That's true.
So it's inspired. I'm going to feel like doing it, like Nike says.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yes. I know, and also we were talking about motivation is like love and happiness. It is a byproduct. When you're actively engaged in doing something, it sneaks up and zaps you when you least expect it. So that's what I like about motivation. You may not you may not feel inspired to aggressively to pursue a growth plan if you haven't started yet. If that's the case, please trust me when I say that the reason to keep growing far outweighs the reason to stop, to start growing. What I mean is, because the whole time, the whole reason we started talking about the law of intentionality is we started saying, do you have a personal growth plan? And now that we're at the end of yet another year, and we're looking at 2019, coming in 2019, I'm saying intentional about your personal growth. Start your personal growth plan. Don't wait until, you know, wait a minute, I'll wait until January of 2019. Do it now. And I think the inspirational / motivational trap is a very common one, and it really holds a lot of people back from doing what they would like to do. It's just getting the energy to do it. And Terry, you said you wanted to talk about the mistake gap this tonight.
Yes,
what
I did.
What you wanted to say about that one?
Oh my goodness. Well, the first main thing is the mistake gap, as John Maxwell says, is I'm afraid of making mistakes. So growing can be a messy business. And remember, growing is not always clean and neat pursuit. So it requires making mistakes. It can make you look foolish. Most people don't enjoy that. But that is the price of admission if you want to improve. You have to be willing to make mistakes,
yeah.
Big mistakes. But, you know, years ago, I know John Maxwell says it, and I, when he wrote this in his book, the quote from Robert Schuller, I was amazed because I used to, when I was 17 years old, used to read a lot of Robert Schuller. In fact, I would listen to his shows on TV, and I was just really into him. And where he quotes is, what would you attempt to do if you knew you wouldn't fail? And think about that. What would you attempt to do if you knew you wouldn't fail?
Just something to say.
Anyone? Yeah, it is. It really is, because those words encourage people to try new things. And I believe they were, you know, for me, they were beyond my capabilities, because when I started hearing this, and I used to read him daily, Dr. Robert Schuller, and mm-hmm. I would say, no, you're wrong. But he encouraged me every day. I had this one book in my on my coffee table that I would read every day, and it his whole attitude about what would you attempt to do if you knew you wouldn't fail. And at that time, I remember years ago, I had the opportunity to open up a salon, but I didn't have the money. I didn't have the means. I didn't have the customers at that time because I was in a new town, and an opportunity arose where I was able to rent this building that this one salon, the husband was actually looking for someone to take over because his wife got really sick. She had something really bad, and, you know, it didn't end well. And he didn't know anything about the business that she had. So I heard this through someone else, one of my other friends. They knew I was looking for a business. And I just got really, at that moment, pretty lucky, and I was able to say, okay, well, I have this opportunity, why not take it? So in hindsight, looking back, it was a big decision on my part because I was afraid of failing. I was afraid that, you know, with little money I had, that I would lose it all, and I didn't have that much to lose. So I started thinking, well, why not? Why not go make that step, take that step, and go forward? So, you know, the rest is history. I mean, I stayed there for many years, and then after that, I had four other salons. So that was my failing forward thing that happened. So it's like, what would you attempt to do? I mean, I'm so happy I took that step because it took me in a different direction. And then another thing that I will have to share with you about failing forward and attempting to do something that I knew I wouldn't fail, but I don't know if I would have done this. You came into my classroom one day and we talked about, oh, you should write a book. No, I can't write a book. I mean, I've always wanted to write a book, but I'm going to write a book anyway. So, it took a couple encouraging words from you. And yes, I thought you kept on saying, well, you're not going to fail. You're going to do it. So I took that big leap and did it and became an international bestseller on a children's book. That wasn't I know. And it wasn't even a book that I thought I had in mind. I have two other books in mind right now, and I need to make time before the end of the year to even think about them. And that's another discussion at a later time. But right now, it's just getting in the right mindset. And so I know that I'm going to attempt it again because I don't think I'm going to fail. So if you want to grow, you need to get over any fear that you have of making mistakes, because a mistake is simply another way of doing things. It's a statement that was made by Warren Bennett, who is an author and a professor. So think about that, too. It's like a mistake is simply another way of doing things. So, yes, did I make mistakes along the way? Absolutely. I'm still making mistakes, but I'm still going forward. I'm being intentional about growing, and I expect that I'm going to have mistakes every day. And then you should, or like I'm trying to, is welcome them as a sign that I'm moving in the right direction.
In the right direction.
And I think I am. I think I am. I think. And I'm trying to be positive about it. And so I'm not going to be afraid of making this mistake. I'm going to do it. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you informed. But
and listen,
you have to be, you have to be intentional about growth.
You really do. You really do have to be intentional about growth. And now, you know, what I like to do at the end of the year, because we're 27 days out. You know, I like to do.
You did the math.
we're 27 days out.
Oh, no.
27 days. And so, really, in December, I like to reflect and project. So, I sort of do an end of, not sort of, I do an end of a year review in different areas of my life. You know, I reflect on different areas and different things. So I think it is really awesome if I want a personal growth plan, I want to review my year. And then I want to be intentional and strategic about the year coming ahead. Now, if you guys want to call in, the call-in number is 929-477-1565. We would enjoy to have a discussion about being intentional about your personal growth, regardless of the trap that we so often fall into to keep us stagnated about moving forward. So I wanted to talk a little bit about and see what you think about this, the end of the year review and reflecting on different areas of your life. And I'm going to list the areas, Terry, and I want us to have some discussions about it. We're talking about health and fitness, finances, job and career, family, friendship, home environment, personal growth and development. That's our area. And you got, that's where we are, but these are the fun and leisures, like travel. What did you do? What did you plan to do that you didn't get a chance to do? What are you still working on? So,
oh my goodness, Eileen, how much time do you think we have?
We're just going to pick one, and that would be, you know, personal growth. Because that's where we are. We're trying to find a personal growth plan.
Yeah.
So what did we do as far as personal growth in the last year? And what are we still working on? Because if you start there, and this is this, when we're talking about this, I'm going to have a personal growth, 3-day personal growth challenge. So we can actually, anybody who wants to join our 3-day personal growth challenge, it will be video, and we're going to actually go over really the end of the year review. So personal growth, Terry, what do you think worked this year for you? What worked?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what worked for me, but in a minute, I wanted to say something about I just received a Goal-Getter Action Planner for 2019 because I'm planning on, you know, writing my goals and, like you're saying, the finance goals, the health, wellness goals, your work, career goals, your faith, spiritual, on and on, family, relationship goals. There's so many goals. And this is through John Maxwell's team, which I thought he put it together a really great, and I'm not selling you on this. Well, I could be if you want. I can't sell it to you, but you could go to Amazon, or you could go. I'm sorry, you could go to John Maxwell team, and or even look it up on online, and you would be able to buy your own goal setter, action planner. But and I would recommend it because I'm surprised that I got this as soon as it came out, and which was I think in November. And so I was just paging through it as you're talking, and it says bridges are, and I like what they say in here because it says exactly what we want to do in the 3-day growth challenge with our videos. But bridges are a symbol of connection, structure, and transition. As you consider your goals, a bridge may be a person, a new idea, or an inspired action that connects you from where you are now to where you want to be in the future. And I thought that said it all. And then I'm looking at a bridge. I don't think it's my bridge of, you know, the bridge I go over all the time, which is the Commodore Barry. But it's a neat-looking bridge here. It's actually in Warsaw, Poland. And I thought that was a fantastic picture of this bridge. It sounds exactly of where we're at and what we're trying to accomplish here in intentionality. Mm-hmm. So, when I look at my growth and what I'm doing, and and if I look back, even though it's, what, December 4th, I look back in time, and I have seen a lot of changes and a lot of growth in myself from January. And, you know, I also see some negative things that were there, but I also see how the positive growth that I and this growth journey that I'm on, I see a big change in where I was today than I was last year. So, and I want to continue on, and you know, it was this year, it was a bestseller, international bestseller with Kathy Kidd and marketing. And Global Network, am I saying that right? Global Network.
The Global Author Network.
Author, I'm sorry, yes. I saw the big change in that and getting involved with Kid Marketing, and Kathy and Steve are fantastic. And then I see how I decided to do speaking, teaching, coaching with John Maxwell, and I'm going for certification in March, hopefully. I want to go. I hope it's still available to go, and which it will be. I have confidence that it will. And I see a forward movement here in personal growth, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I think this 3-day growth challenge, I think we need more than 3 days, but we could start out, you know, we always start out small, but we always end up big. Our 3-day growth challenge. And I think that will be something good for our audience. I think they should start tapping into it. And, you know, I know, and we say this all the time, for those of you that are listening or you get us on the replay, please let us know, because this is, you know, helping with my personal growth, and I'm hoping it's and yours, and I'm hoping it's helping our audience. Because I know, you know, this is valuable information that we're trying to put out there. We're trying to lean into.
Yes, I think that like you were saying, and about, you know, a lot, you know, personal growth. I wrote a book too. Thanks to Kathy Kidd and Kidd Marketing. Not only that, you know, we're actually on the radio. You know, we started on radio show. That's pretty cool. I look at this year, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs, and but it's been a pretty phenomenal year. And as I look back, you know, what has worked, what hasn't worked, what's still in process. I'm still in process of getting my second book published. I'm in process of getting my getting ready to do live, because we're going to do video as well as radio. I think that will be pretty cool. But these are some of the things that we need to think about at the end of the year, because this will be our actual plan. And so, because, you know, things happen and you get distracted, and then before you know it, it's the end of the year. Like, it's amazing to me right now we're in December.
I know. Here, you know, when you say the end of the year, I know I like to reflect a lot, especially the last week of the month, of this month. But I especially do, you know, how people go through their end of the year. Well, and that's what we're doing, is reflecting here on our personal growth and what our next year is. I always went, and I don't know why it started or how it started, but my year always started for me my birth month. So my birthday month, I would always, it's a spring, I'm a springtime baby, and I would always do that whole week of my birthday week. I would always do a reflection on my past. I do more than I do at the end of December. I do a lot in December as far as my career and where I want to see myself next year. But I really dive into it the week of my birthday. It's like, this is my year. I'm going to go another year. What have I done in this last year? So it kind of makes it more fun for me that I do it then. In the springtime. I almost gave away my birthday. Almost. Happy birthday to me in the spring. But where I always did my, you know, I would ask the big question, you know, making the transition into intentional growth. The big question would be, where do you want to go in life? What direction do you want to go? Where's the farthest you can imagine going? And here's a bigger question. How long will this take? Because I'm very impatient, and we laugh about it, but it's not funny. It's because I
know.
Accept
how
it
long
today.
Will this take?
How long is this going to take? Like, and you hear it from me all the time, Eileen, because it's like, this is good. I want to speed up. I need this, like, quantum leap. And I think I've said it many times on the show. It's got to be quantum leap. I want to start seeing it. I want to see some action.
But you know,
and I want to.
It's not.
I know.
It's not an elevator. It's stairs.
I know. Well, I'm going to, like, run those stairs. Isn't that what Rocky's Sylvester Stallone does? Runs up and down those stairs in Philadelphia? Well, that's me. I want to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Terry, when you celebrate the micro wins, it calms you down. It calms you down because before you know it, you'll be where you want it to be, but you won't have that patience.
I mean, it's never going to be where you want it to be because then it's always something
else. But listen, as yourself, because you know I'm a celebration queen. So as you're celebrating those, micro win after micro win, when you do the year end review, you'll say, wow, that was an amazing year.
Well, I do
year.
Celebrate. I have no problem with that. But I just want to get there. Like, I want to get there fast. That has never been my forte of patience.
Listen, Terry. You have to see the moment and be present in the present, even as you're projecting the future. Because if you're focusing on the future too much, you miss the present.
Okay, well, then I'm going to work on that. There's my one-day challenge. I'm going to work on that one.
Yes. Focus on being present in the present while projecting.
Well, again, I do say today matters for my tomorrow. Today has to matter.
Yes.
Definitely.
And guess what you'll do? Celebrate.
I'm celebrating already.
Listen, would you believe that we only have 2 minutes? 2 minutes. Now, today, guys,
right.
If you're listening live or you're going to listen on a replay, or you listen on a replay, we talked about the mistake gap, and we're really honing into personal growth plan, and we'll be talking about the year-end review. So next week, we'll get into it. We'll talk about what have you done over the last year, and we'll reflect on there. And we'll answer some questions. We're talking about in your job or career, health and fitness, family, friendships, personal growth, home and physical environment, and we'll answer some of these questions. What worked? What's still a work in progress? What are your wins and what are the mishaps? We have about 60 seconds, Terry.
Okay. All right. My 60 seconds are going to be, please leave a comment or even, what Eileen just mentioned, all these things of your personal growth or health and fitness and your challenges. Just write them in there. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be sure to comment back on it. We'd like to start a conversation. This is where it starts happening, is when you start participating. When you start participating, things happen. When it starts, when you start typing it in or you start speaking it, you start living it. And you live it with what? The law of intentionality.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. Is start now. Help us help you. Because I need all the help I can get. So start now, no matter what time of day you're hearing this or on the replay. Make a commitment to start growing today.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.